And again, we had talked about these candy brands, and you know, Matt was like, "Oh, I remember the Cream Savers. I remember the Altoid Sours." And you're like, "Where did they go?" Well, if you didn't know, they're back because this company, Iconic Candy, takes these sort of defunct brands and brings them back. And two of the, I guess, the CFO and CEO, but it's a family-run business, I think, with Jordan's dad. Jordan and Kim Wiesen joining us here on Brian and Company. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. How are you doing?
Good morning, guys. I love the concept. I always take back to the when Hostess, when I don't know if it was Twinkies or whatever, went out and then they came roaring back. And I have a ton. Yep. I have tons of questions. You know, I had my kids sample all of them last night, so it was really fun, actually. And I guess I kind of want to start for people with Iconic Candy. What's the backstory of getting into this business?
Well, it's such an interesting backstory. It kind of all started, and I'll try to give a truncated version of it, but it started with my dad wanting to find a piece of candy from his youth that just wasn't around anymore. My father's a lawyer, and I'm an engineer. We did research. We found the trademark, the intellectual property. We acquired that product and looked at each other and said, all right, now what do we do? And we did a lot of research, and we found a manufacturer to help us make that product. We brought that product out, and that was our first business, our first product in our company. I came up with the idea of expanding upon that, and that's how Iconic Candy was born. And we started to acquire all different types of products from all different generations. Now we're here today, about almost 10 years later, 10 brands on the market now. And it's just such an interesting business thing to work with my father and my wife. But it's definitely a niche business, but we absolutely love it.
Kim, did you think he was nuts?
No, I actually thought it was the coolest thing ever. When I heard that they were reviving nostalgic candy brands, I had met them in 2015 when they really first launched the first brands, which were the Reeds and the Regal Crown. And I was like, I want to be a part of this. Like, I want to help you guys. I have a business background. So I was like, let me do your accounting and your finance and all that, you know, free of charge. Don't be your girlfriend. I'm not going to, you know. And it's just funny, as my husband said, it's like we're here 9 years later. We have two children now, and our business has grown from the two brands that it started with in 2015 to 10 brands on the market now, as well as another 20 brands in various stages of R&D that we're constantly working on, as well as product line extensions and all the good stuff.
You know, we're talking with Kim and Jordan Wiesen of Iconic Candy. You can go to iconiccandy.com and see the brands. Although with the squeeze pop, you don't have images of it on the website right now or yet. And so I think
we're actually in the middle of redoing our website entirely. We're going to turn it into a Shopify account because I know everyone online has been saying, how do we buy the products directly from you? And not just in the stores, because not every store has our products, which also is what makes our products so unique, is that you can't go into just every single store and buy them. You kind of have to do a little treasure hunt to find them. But, you know, we do understand that for the mass population, it's not so easy. So we're working on getting that Shopify account up and running. Don't have a lot of the new items that we just launched over the summer, which is the bubble jug, the squeeze pop, retro sours, and ouch bubblegum.
But if you do go to our social media account, iconiccandy_ on Instagram, you can see a lot of our new products posted there.
I have a business question, but I'll just say that the sour green apple was the favorite of the squeeze pops, which is basically, it's a liquefied lollipop, basically.
It was an amazing...
Go ahead.
It was an amazing product. The person who came up with the idea was actually the creator of that brand of product, the liquid lollipop. It was a guy from Amurol.
Yeah, it's such an interesting product. It's like, what am I eating right now? You know, it's like this liquid jellified lollipop, But the kids absolutely love it.
And it's now become such a big product. So many different companies make products like this. But Squeeze Pop was the original liquid lollipop, and we thought that it really deserved to become back to the
And top. Also, green apple is my favorite.
It,
as well.
It is by far my favorite. And and it looks like a tube of toothpaste, but please do not brush your teeth with it. Listen, I don't have a ton of time, but I wanted to, and I think that the retro sours, I love the sour stuff like that. And It's citrus, tangerine, and I believe
mango.
And I think that stuff is because sour is such a hot thing right now. I'm mixing,
yeah, really
mixing flavor metaphors. But from a business standpoint, like, could you get these brands for us? I know coming up with your own manufacturing process must be crazy labor intensive, but could you get the brands for like a song? I mean, was it like financially, was it a huge challenge to acquire them?
There's so many different backstories as to how we've acquired our products over the years.
Yeah, each one is very individualized, just based on what the history of the brand is and the IP and formulations and recipes and everything like that that go along with it.
Many times the products that we've acquired have been off the market for decades, and the trademarks and intellectual properties have become something available to acquire. Huh. And there are other products that have only been off for a short period of time that we've had to make decisions of acquisitions with companies that still own those trademarks and intellectual properties.
Right.
It's really, kind of what the availability of that product is. And half of our business is doing, research within the industry about what products we believe warrant us trying to bring them.
Yeah, because there's definitely some products on the market that are available that we don't see as a good fit for our company specifically. You know, as our brand and company name is Iconic Candy, we focus on those brands that have a staple within the decade that they were around and the generation that remembers them.
I remember Cream Savers from CVS, and my kids love the bubble jug too. We got to go. Listen, Jordan and Kim Wiesen, again, iconiccandy.com, or look at them on Instagram, and they're going to be able to direct purchase really soon. I love like independent startup-y kind of entrepreneurs, so it's a great story, and wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much for having us. Have a great morning.
You too. Bye-bye.